grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How does it feel when your loved ones abandon you? 17-year-old Joseph from the Bible, from the book of Genesis, Joseph, he understood loneliness. His jealous brothers left him in a pit and sold him to Ishmaelites, who took him lonely down to Egypt. This dreamer was betrayed, sold, and abandoned. He was a lonely man. Loneliness from betrayal by loved ones may just be the worst kind of loneliness there is. Even in those later successful years for Joseph in Egypt as Pharaoh's right-hand man, you can see how Joseph's life would be characterized by loneliness. For many years went by in a foreign country with no furlough to his homeland, no visit home, no phone call, no Facebook, no snail mail, no email, no texting, no contact or communication of any kind with any of his relatives, much less his own father and brothers. If it were me, it wouldn't matter how many new friends I'd have, I'd still, in some ways, be perpetually, continually lonely. Poor Joseph. We commend Joseph for not giving up, throwing in the towel, cursing his family and cursing God. And that way, and in many ways, Joseph was a type of Christ. His life teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ, and even the loneliness of our Lord that he suffered and he was betrayed. Some might wonder, was Jesus ever lonely? Was he ever betrayed by his brothers? Was he ever abandoned? Indeed, we remember in Lent how his brothers, in the last week of his life, couldn't stay awake even 1 hour to pray with him. Isaiah 53 says of him, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And as one who from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not." In John's Gospel, John chapter 6, many disciples whom he called brothers, who had listened to Jesus teach about giving his own flesh to eat, responded by abandoning him. The Jews then disputed among themselves in chapter 6, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, I live because of the Father. So whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." And Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it be granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" You see, in these and in other ways, Jesus was a lonely man, abandoned, betrayed. Lonely, especially when he suffered for the sins of the whole world, for he did that alone. I don't know the man, said his closest disciple Peter. Rabbi, said Judas, who betrayed Jesus with a kiss and let him be innocently arrested. Jesus, the greater Joseph, knew loneliness too. But we also see a clear message of the gospel and the power of God working in the lonely life of Joseph and later Jesus. It says twice in Genesis 39 after his abandonment, the Lord was with Joseph. I'll say it again. The Lord was with Joseph. Then it says it twice more. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. God doesn't want us to skip over this truth. God put it there four times that we might know it assuredly and to understand the love and truth of God in a sinful world where people often think that God is only with us when all things are good and well, not so. We learn here. Even when we suffer loneliness and are abandoned by our loved ones, it is not a sign that God himself has abandoned us or that he has lost his favor towards us. And when we can't understand why we are lonely, God would have us be patient and learn from the life of Joseph. Remember that God was working something much greater behind the scenes. What his brothers meant for evil, God meant for good. God's plan to bring Joseph down to Egypt would later save his family from famine and death and exhibit the power of forgiveness. When Joseph's brothers came to Egypt to get food, they were humbled before Joseph, who wept and who forgave his brothers and provided for their every need. Just as our Lord Jesus forgave his brothers for abandoning him in the garden and at the time of the trial, just as our Lord Jesus forgives us for all our sins and every time we betray and abandon his truth and love for other gods and sinful desires, by faith in his word, we perceive that we are sinners who often stray and abandon our brother. But he is like Joseph, ever gracious, ruling as king, absolving, forgiving, and providing for the welfare of his family. This Jesus, risen and ascended, says in his word, "Fear not, have faith. Behold, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.